This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
With Professor Tom Overton, who is department chair at Animal Science, at the Cornell Nutrition Conference.
Yeah, this has been going, I think, about 85 years now, Cornell Nutrition Conference. I would say we're one of the leading conferences in the country, if not the leading. We attract an international audience, so folks not only from the Northeast, but also across the country and across the globe, because this is really where the leading edge science is presented. And so, you know, they come here kind of to see things first. And again, it's really a heavy feed industry, nutrition-based audience. And again, these nutritionists are here to learn new ideas and then take back to work with their farms.
Tuesday.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is the checkoff for the dairy industry in Wisconsin. We're actually coming up on 40 years. And when you think about it, we're doing business now in 50 plus countries. And around the world, people know that Wisconsin means cheese. And it means not just lots of cheese, but the best cheese in the world. And that's really what a lot of the promotion work has been doing, is building that Wisconsin cheese brand. And it doesn't happen by accident. We work by the 90-90 rule here. And that's 90% of the milk in the state is turned into cheese, and 90% of that cheese then is sold outside the state, and even more so today, even outside the country. So we've developed a lot of really cool ways to work with the grocery chains across the country so that Wisconsin cheese now is available in over 99% of the grocery stores. So it's really rare for people to be able to walk into a store and not have Wisconsin cheese there.
That's Chad Vincent, the CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, recently on a PDPW Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org.
Wednesday.
Ryan, let's pick up where we left off last month, where you shared some keen insights into calf physiology, and you have some other calf facts to share with us today.
Cattle are a prey species. Without even knowing if an animal is a prey species or a predatory species, you can just look at the position of the eyes in their head. Predatory species have eyes on the front, generally forward facing, because as they stalk prey, say through the grass or something like a lion in the Serengeti, their prey is always in front of them. They're looking at it. They're planning their attack. Whereas prey species are the ones that are going to be eaten by the lion. Their eyes are set on the sides of their heads, and they have almost panoramic views, right? Because if you're potentially have a lion sneaking up on you, you need to be able to see more than just tunnel vision ahead of you. You need to see all around you, or as much of all around you as you can. Cows have over 300 degrees of vision. So if 360 is all around you, which they can't see directly behind their rear end, however, they can see about 300 degrees around them, which is amazing.
Thursday.
Taylor Pelcher, workforce development specialist with the Dairy and Foods Processing in New York State.
New program that the Dairy Foods Extension team has initiated. We're approached by the different processing plants across the state with a need to grow the workforce so that these plants can be efficiently run.
Also, you have some resources that you really direct them towards.
Absolutely. So the team at Cornell had hosted what they called a boot camp. It was a three-day long educational opportunity for participants. They were connected with the Genesee County Economic Development Center, and they worked to educate students on different content from food safety to general manufacturing practices. With that, they found that this was absolutely a need, and they applied for some different grants, and that is how we're able to be hired to become workforce specialists for this initiative.
Who are the students?
Any job seeker, anyone that's under or unemployed, it could be a high school graduate, it could be a college graduate, anyone that's in search of a job.
Friday.
Welcome to today's feed forum, and our focus is going to be a review of dairy calf performance. This is based on some research in the Journal of Dairy Science, September of 2023, and it comes from Denmark. And of course, we all know that management of dairy calves are very critical in the first 2 months of age. And so what the Danish group did is they took and reviewed 94 different published studies. So it's kind of like a meta-analysis on calves, looking at behavior of these calves. It appeared that a nipple or artificial teat is the better way to deliver the liquid diet. Higher volumes certainly are advantageous, especially with accelerated growth programs. And certainly we want to be looking at that under cold conditions when we might have to get an extra feeding into these calves. The goal, of course, is to double the birth weight of calves, so they have to be gaining over 800 grams a day to achieve that at the weaning time. Frequency of feeding will probably depend a great deal on the weather situations and requirements of the calf in terms of cold weather, along with labor and management as well.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.